Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host and facilitator, Coach Karen Scott. It is a celebration, 1 year anniversary of Blog Talk Radio. And the actual date is June 8th, 2018. I have a lot of exciting things going on for tonight. And just want to make sure, you know, get on so we can participate and have fun. There'll be games and, you know, a little bit of things I'm going to touch on before those games. But also, you know, for people that cannot call in, I will post the games and what have you in the event page on Facebook for those of us or you that cannot call in. So we will be just starting very shortly. I want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for supporting this show. Like I said, it has been a year already. I thank God for this platform, a platform where I can share with others the things that God sets forth for us to do to keep us going forth in life mindfully, but all based on what he has to say. So I thank God for him and allowing me to do this. Again, this is Coach Karen Scott, and we will be getting started very shortly. So while you're waiting, make sure you get your favorite, you know, beverage, and make sure you get your favorite snack so you can have refreshments. But most importantly, if you don't have it for one of the games, grab your pocketbook or your briefcase, whichever one you use, have that nearby because you're going to need it as for one of the games. So just be, you know, be prepared for that. We're going to have a couple games and, you know, just basically just sharing with one another. After I finish my little brief segment, I'm going to open it up and we're going to interact. We're just going to have a great time of celebration for year one of Blog Talk Radio. Bear with me. I'm going to have a couple more minutes, allow a couple more folks to get on. I have messages that people are getting on, so I'll give them a couple minutes before we get started. Play a little music while we're waiting. A little meditation music. Still time to invite someone to do a little bit more. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started because I have a lot to cover, and I want to be sure that, you know, we get to have our fun along with it. Again, this is Blog Talk Radio's 1 year birthday, and I am so excited for that. And, you know, just really lifting my hands up to God and just praising and thanking Him for that. Just going to give a couple of encouraging words or steps to encouraging words, words to encourage others as well as ourselves. Bear with me. Number one, when we are encouraging others, we need to learn the individual's special ways and ways they feel most valued, like words of affirmation, their quality time, receiving gifts, acts of services, and physical touch. There are certain ways that even ourselves act that we can, you know, determine what type of person that we're dealing with or what type of things they like or don't like. Some people like different things than others, but just look for ways to encourage. But I know one thing for sure, people are always looking to be encouraged through words of affirmation. People like to receive, like, you know, like cards in the mail or little notes, a little encouragement. If an encouraging thought comes to mind, share it. It may not have the same effect if you wait. And don't let that shyness hold you back. Instead, form a new habit. Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily. When you're talking about someone or you're speaking to someone or you're introducing someone, edify them. Add a few words of praise for the person's abilities, accomplishments. It's nice to praise someone in front of other people. And as I said before, write someone a note. Encourage them by telling them that you're praying for them. You can pray specific scriptures for individuals such as Romans 15:13. I pray that the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace as you trust Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Make a celebration a regular part of relationships. Celebrate others' victories, whether it's big or small, again, with a note, having coffee or tea together, a special meal, or even just calling them or giving them a high five. It's really important to uplift and encourage people and praise them. Use encouragement as an outreach. Anyone should be known for being an encourager, and it should be us as believers. Write letters of appreciation. It's back to the writing again. Write letters of appreciation, you know, whether it's someone you know or you might even know someone in an outreach program that needs encouragement, a teacher, even your doctor, your pastor, you know, anybody that, you know, has some type of service where they're interacting with people. Sometimes just a thank you would be an encouragement. And then also tell people how they've encouraged you. What is it that they did that encouraged you? So think about that. When you're encouraging someone, they also are an encouragement to you. So I just want to share that, you know, before we get into tonight's celebration. And as I said, I have a few people that I don't know why they haven't, you know, taken some time to get in through, but you know what? We got to keep going. We got to keep going. So I'm going to hold up. I'm going to open up the line. And get started. And as we're getting started, then God willing, individuals who are having problems will get on. Bear with me 1 second. All right, let's unmute here. I have a few people that's actually on the Facebook. So basically on Facebook, I'm just kind of just putting little notes in for them so they can know what's going on. So the lines are open. And the first game that we're going to play, and let's really like have fun with this because it is a celebration. And again, just showing my appreciation to each and every one of you for always supporting and being a part of this radio show. Am blessed. This is an excellent game to start off with. And basically, all I'm asking for everyone to do is introduce themselves and give me the reason why you feel blessed, and then so on and so on. I will start because I am blessed, like I said before, because every day I am recognizing more and more the things God has for me to do, and his purpose for me is really an amazing journey. I don't question him. It's just that it's amazing how God will choose and use anybody. So I'm just blessed that he feels the need that he can choose me and use me as his vessel. So I truly appreciate him for that. And just continuing to show me the way and order my steps. So, you know, and just be able to do this for a year is just amazing to me, because there was many a time that I was like going to give up. And then he was like, no, this is the platform I need you to be on. And here I am, a year later, being blessed by the best for this celebration. So the lines are open, and just, you know, shout it out. Shout it out.
Okay, well, when you said that, I think the song of that is actually on, you know, Star 99. They always play that. The shout it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
name.
God.
This is
Tara.
That's
funny.
Obviously. just a short one that God wakes us up each day for, you know, new chances, and just gives us all a chance just to be the best that we can be in his eyes. Because if you wake up, that's him giving you another chance. Even if it's not another chance, it's just him knowing that you have a purpose. He has you here for a purpose, and then that's to spread his message. So whether it's another chance or just to spread his message, that's just a blessing for everybody.
Amen.
That's all we were supposed to say, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. I have a few people that coming on late, but I need to keep it moving. So why? I know I see another line on there. You feel blessed.
Oh, blessed. Sam, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good. This blessings that we are able to see, talk, hear, run, walk, limp.
Mm-hmm.
Just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
She woke us up this morning with a purpose. We all have a purpose. That's why we're still here. And I just thank God that he allowed me to be here another day for whatever purpose he has for me to fulfill for this day that we have never seen before. And I thank him for that.
And that's the key right there. You saying about purpose, because we do all have a purpose. We might not know what it is at the moment, But if we're still here, that's what he. That's why we're still here, because he does have a purpose for each and every one of us.
Yes.
Wait. When Pam said that, I don't know what made me think of this, but even just his creation, because we've been watching these birds, because we didn't want them in our plants, so we didn't hang up plants, but we have like these decorative like ornament balls from Christmas that we were finally going to take down, but they ended up building a nest up there. And first of all, the parents look like they're babies themselves, so I don't know how they're having babies, but it was just amazing to see their whole process. Before, we were watching doves from the backyard, and then now we have, I think they're either sparrows or, like, chickadees or something. And so their babies are born now, and the babies literally are no bigger than, like, a peanut. Like, they're so small, and it's like... Like, just stuff like that is amazing to see, like, other lives being fulfilled, not just human beings, but, like, stuff even as small as ants are, like, doing what they have to do. Like, everything has a purpose. So that's, like, another blessing that we're all, like, here cohabitating together.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And then while I was sitting in the living room when we came back from the appointment, I could see them soaring past the window, and they would go on the telephone line, and then they would sit there for a minute, and then they would soar back over to the tree and sit on the branch and do their chirping, and then they would come back. It was like they were doing it was like they were playing a game. And I was like, this is just like really amazing to watch God's beauty in the form of a bird. Like you always say, how they can just take off flying,
mm-hmm.
and they don't need any startup gear or anything like that. They just God just made them that way. Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing. Oh, I have from Miss Alba. She says she feels blessed because of God's grace and new mercies daily. So everybody's pretty much on the same track. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so I'm going to keep it moving, All right. Here's another one. If I were. So, for example, if I were a flower, what would you be? And then why would you be it? And what would your purpose be? It doesn't have to be a flower. It could be anything. You could choose to be anything. Like me, if I were a world traveler, I would travel to different countries just to be able to eat and taste the various foods, like try different cuisines, and then also not only try them, but come back home and actually cook them. That would be, to me, that would be like exciting to do. You know, and there's many things that you could say if I were, but I'm just saying, like, for example, something like that. It doesn't have to be a flower. It doesn't have to be an animal. It could be anything. And if that's the case, what is the reason why? You know, some people say you could, you know, for example, there's other categories. You could be food, type of animal, president, song, movie, book, car, airline, city or country. So you have a lot of categories to choose from. So if I were...
I have two things.
Okay.
One, if I were Mr. Rogers. No, but yeah, like if I was him. The way he was able to... not even just like be him, but like, I don't know, the way he was able to communicate and just really empathize and sympathize and just understand and talk to kids and adults, the way that he did have such patience and just be really passionate about what everybody was doing. And then to hear stories now and then of what he did for other people without him bragging, and he was just so modest, like to have that type of spirit about him, because he believed in God. And I remember somebody saying he actually didn't have a TV in his house, but he knew that TV was the way to connect with others in the world and just to be that. Now, of course, we're not going to obviously know him fully, but just it was almost as like how we're supposed to be like Jesus. And that even for as a kid, that was like a really great example. And then my second one is, it's not so much like a thing. Okay, if I were able to tap back into my spirit as much as I did a couple of years ago, then I believe that I'd be able to hear God more than I have been. Like a couple of years ago, I was like very, I was really into like just being very spiritual, so it's easy for me to hear God and get signs and ask a question and just different things like that. So I really just have to get back to like meditating through his word and being silent and not being like, I'm not really distracted but just listening. So if I were able to, I know it's a different take on it, but if I were able to tap back into the spirit side of me as much as I did years ago, like a couple years ago, and bring it into now, that, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah, because that's the strength in the relationship between you and God, and that's everybody. Like, tapping into your spirituality is part of the growth in relationship with God. So, and only you or myself can explain it. Like, we can never, as an individual, we can never explain the happenings with ourselves. Because each person, supernatural being, is going to be different with God and his relationship with God.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, it's hard to play with people on Facebook, but okay. If I were, let's see. If I were, wow, if I were a flower, I would choose to be a rose, but a pink one instead of a red one. Pink, because pink is softer and it just seems more peaceful and serene, because I like that peace about a rose like that, as opposed to the red rose. No, just nature itself makes you feel peaceful, you know, just sitting in the park and looking at all that, but just being in that realm, like being part of nature like that, that's especially in a setting like a park where there's a lot of trees and water and flowers, because all that brings on peace, because that's what God's about, peace. You were mentioning about that relationship with God. Someone, I read a quote earlier, and someone said, if we could just show love and peace to our neighbor, imagine what the world would be like. Because we do show it, but imagine if it was like, you know, the percentage was just like 100%. But, you know, as long as there's a world, of course, there's always going to be a little darkness, but we got enough light to overcome that darkness. So that's why I like the fact that it's a peaceful flower. Yeah.
You know what's a funny one? If you were like, if I were able to go back to the 90s. I took it all back into like a whole other realm. If I were able to, I'd be a child in the 90s. That's what I would do, and I would just stay there. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't interfere. I would just like watch myself and just like press replay and just not move forward. That's sad, but
that
was a fun childhood. So that's what I would do.
Wow. Wow. Ms. Alice said, a flower. That's funny that she said that, because I said it. A flower, because flowers make others happy.
Mm.
peaceful and serene a flower is. All right. Any more I words or if I were? Okay, we got those pocketbooks and briefcases. Briefcases. C-A-K-E. No. Briefcases. Ready. Pocketbooks ready. Whatever you use to carry your stuff in, do you have it? All right. All right. So, let's see here. Safety pin.
You mean, like, is that in our pocketbook?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let me check. I don't think I have a safety pin.
So no safe. Nobody has a safety pin. Okay.
No, I already know. No.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let me see if this online thing is slowing me down. Hold on a second. Any type of snacks?
Oh, Tic Tacs.
Sorry, that was funny.
Well, yeah, that is kind of like a snack, isn't it?
That was funny.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? That song that Jonathan Slocum used to sing. I can't think of it. It says something about one. You need a Tic Tac or something. I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I guess. All right, so Pam had. Okay, so let me just keep score here. TP, then I got a couple people online. Nobody has safety pin. Pam has a snack. Okay. Let me see online. All right. Number three, gloves.
No. Do undergarments count?
You said gloves?
Gloves. I guess in the wintertime you might have, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Number. Checking online, hold on. Number. Okay, number four, lotion.
Oh, I have lotion.
No.
Hand lotion, always.
Okay, so you got lotion, so that's another point for you. Okay. Wait, for online people. Hand towelettes.
Huh?
You know, like those hand wipes or whatever you call them.
Oh, I have sanitizer.
Yeah. I have a paper towel.
All right, so I'll give you guys both that. Okay.
And tissue.
Oh, my Lord. Hold on a second. Palette. All right. Number five. Well, wait. Is that number five? No. One, two, three, four, five. Number six. Book.
Yes, The Outsiders.
So you have a book?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
I guess my tablet.
Sorry, I was hype.
Okay.
Hmm.
Huh?
I have my tablet. I have my book. I have my my tablet.
Your Kindle?
I read on.
No,
Kindle.
That doesn't
yeah,
count.
I know, Tara. It's not a book. You're right.
Don't try to cheat with technology.
Give it to the birthday girl.
I have a paperback book.
Yeah, you know what, Tara? Once you go Kindle, you don't go back.
That's
oh,
true.
I can't read stuff on the they give me headaches if I look at them too long, so I need to read a book.
Okay.
Okay, here's an odd one. How many holes does your pocketbook have?
Huh?
Oh.
How many holes?
How many holes?
Holes.
Yeah, existing holes, the holes that just happen to happen. Like, you know, like sometimes when you go in your pocketbook, like my pocketbook where the zipper part is, if you go into the pocket part, there's a hole that doesn't belong there. And then you might have a hole that does belong there. It could be from where you thread the what do you call that thing, the strap through, or
mm-hmm.
it could be a hole. Cause, like, you can have, like, eyelets or something in your pocketbook that belongs there.
Seam,
like the zipper.
The seam rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't mm-hmm. meet – so you're even counting things that are, like, specifically designed in the bag as a,
yes.
as a whole?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating.
Okay, that's
no.
down here. One, two, three.
You have three.
Yeah.
How many you have, Tara?
None.
Okay.
Like when you're zipping,
I'm still waiting for online people to respond. They're a little slow here. All right. Two more things. Mira.
Absolutely.
I have two.
Where's that other one? I took it out. I have one now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have one too, but I can't play. Water bottle.
No.
No, I took it out yesterday.
Okay.
I changed pocketbooks. I have a smaller bag.
And then the bonus. A true wallet. Not no purse looking thing. A serious wallet.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a wallet.
Of course, my license, my card, my Visa cards, my Panera.
She's trying to get extra points talking about what's in her wallet.
Whole Foods gift card, my Longhorn gift card.
Okay, she got it. Everybody got, okay, wallets. Okay, awesome. Okay. Well, I don't know. The people online are moving a little slow here. They ain't answered yet.
I don't have it in my purse, but it was next to it because I just found it. It was Pop's old wallet.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it has
wow.
his pictures of everybody in here.
Right. Yeah, he carried everybody's picture.
He ain't
carried
no
everybody.
Money in here, though.
My grandfather
used to carry wallet. He's talking about he ain't need no money in there. Look, he left money other ways. He said he ain't leaving that kind of money. So, you know, that's the game right there. I can't really do the winners yet because I'm waiting for the online people to respond. So once we find out whether it's before
the
show.
Can it be like a
and,
bonus?
Huh?
Can it be like a bonus? Like, oh, I have mace too.
You got something that mace? You got something like a bonus pan?
Like what?
Or like a pocket knife?
A pocket knife?
Yeah. In case something.
Because you got that. Tara got a pocket knife. She got mace.
No, I don't have no bonuses in here.
Okay.
You never said like.
Okay.
Candy wrappers, money, receipts.
Yeah, something odd that I didn't mention.
Women, what do they call it? Pads, I don't know. First aid kit is in my bag. With
oh,
Band-Aids and stuff.
Wow.
And antiseptic.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to do.
That's a good one. First aid, yeah. Wow, I didn't even think about
so
that.
So I win. It's like,
well, I gotta wait for the people online.
No, you don't. It's me and Pam.
So people online, they ain't gonna get that.
They're not playing.
Let's see.
It's not about online.
Let's see. They're gonna be, I got 4 through 6. 4 through 6, okay. They don't have much in their pocketbooks. They tell me I got 4 through 6. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, when I determine who and who's won what. It looks like you and Pam are neck and neck. But I am offering a 30-minute fit motivation module session, and it's free, and it's 30 minutes. You could do 30 minutes in one pop, or you could do 15 minutes at a time, but you have to sign up by July 30th, 2018 to take advantage of it by sending me a text message or an email. And if you're already taking this course, as you are, Tara, you'll get an extra 30 minutes.
All right.
All right. And the newsletter, I'm hoping and praying that everybody's getting the newsletter. If you're not, mm-hmm. let me know, and I will send that out. Now, I'm going to ask you, because you guys, like I said, are very supportive, as well as the individuals on the online part, but what, for you, with this show, has resonated with you or touched you, or, you know, something that was shared? Because everything that I shared, the various topics that I shared, always stem to positive thinking or mindful thinking based on God's principles. But, and that's what's going to take us towards, you know, the optimal health and wellness. So whatever you feel like you want to share, or even during the celebration, things that I might not have mentioned, or even things that you want to say that you didn't say or haven't said, this is your time. And I'm going to send a message out to the online people here. Yeah, it looks like you and Pam are neck and neck, because the online people don't seem to they don't seem to have much in their pocketbook.
You can't.
Oh,
yeah.
And number 10. They're like, oh, and number 10. Like, oh, yeah, okay. All right.
The gifts and talents were good. Like, I think it was like 9 things to find your gifts and talents, I believe. I wrote it down in my Bible. That one. And then I liked the ginger tasting tea.
Yeah, that was when I
don't know why I'm laughing.
That's one, because I haven't made, you know, been on all the calls, but that one really stands out. That was a lot of fun. I mean, they all are, but I'm
the one with the tea?
More relaxing and everything. It's like a relaxed time.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try something like that again, because I did kind of like that myself. That was fun. I think I'm going to try something like that maybe like once a month or something. You know, some
and
type
turning
of
the recipe into
You know, you're trying to wind down from the whole week and just to have conversation about things that maybe you don't think about a lot, give you food for thought, make you say,
Yeah.
And just, you know, just relax. You know, you want to sit back. I'm reclining because I was going to read my next book. And then I said, 8 o'clock, I got to get on the phone.
Wait, Pam, your next book, as in on your Kindle?
Yeah.
That don't count. No.
I have it on my tablet. I have this tablet, and I don't use it. So I figured, why not utilize it? My books, since I really don't use, and then I have the Scrabble. I play Scrabble. The only thing I don't use is Scrabble, and now my book. So I want to, you know, try to keep my mind sharp. So.
Yeah, that's why I try to read as much as I can, too, because that's basically just what it does. It keeps your mind sharp. I was thinking, when you guys are talking about books, I was even thinking about doing, like, a book. What do you call it, like a book club?
Uh-huh.
Read during the show, like maybe like read, like pick a book and then like read it as part of the show. You know, because that's like another way of, you know, maybe communicating and sharing thoughts and interacting more, you know, picking a book for, like, say, a book for the month and just read like maybe a chapter until we're done. And, you know, okay. Read a chapter first, and then the next show, discuss that chapter or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe a poem.
Or something like that, yeah.
Something different, yeah, something like that. That's nice. I mean, it's a good idea.
There's something, I guess Tara dropped, we lost her. Just something that will, she said it won't let her call back in. I guess Tara must have dropped. She says not letting her call back in. But, yeah, something where we can just kind of, you know,
yeah,
interact. And,
excuse me, that's a good idea. Because I don't belong to a book club. This actually, my boss passed the books on when she reads in her club. She keeps asking me to come join, but she lives out too far. So I said, well, just give it a read, and I'll read it. So, I mean, I'm just going to just now just continue to read. Because normally I just read in the summer.
Uh-huh.
I find something to read in the summer, and then I do my Oprah magazines. I do, when we go away, I always get one or two of those or Ebony or Essence, and I read those in the summer. And then a book
right.
or two.
Okay.
Now I've just decided after I finish one book, I'm just going to go to another and just at my leisure read. Just for, you know, that's what John said he needs to start doing because it's relaxing.
Yep, it is. It is. It really is because I have, I'm trying to think, it's from Daily Guidepost, but it's like, I don't know if you heard the TV show Cedar Cove, but it's kind of, it's actually how Cedar Cove, the TV show, was generated through this book. And it talks, and I love it because it's very intriguing, but it's still, like, exciting, but not in, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you can relate to it. Basically, when the things that's going on or whatever. So that's it. Let me see. I think Tara. Did you make it back on?
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about possibly doing like a book club read, maybe like one show, like select a book and then read a chapter. And then the next show, maybe talk about the chapter or a poem or, you know, something where, even though you guys interact a lot, but interact, you know, a little more.
Okay.
Yep.
That's some of the, ideas we're coming up with. Ideas for future shows.
I'm reading, like, 80,000 books. Like, they all have bookmarks in them. I need to get with the program. I don't mind adding another one.
Yeah,
because Pam mentioned that what makes sense, like when you read, it does kind of relax you, and it also sharpens your mind. Also sharpens your mind at the same time.
Yeah, I'm starting to try, you know, do these things because you know, just planning for, you know, my plan is retirement. I'm so excited about planning for my retirement in 2020. So
nice.
Let's start doing those things.
Mm-hmm. God willing, that's going to be here before you know it. Because I was calling about my, even though I have other, you know, pension and other things coming, but I was calling about my Social Security. And
okay.
I was talking. I was talking like it's so far away. And I'm like, wait, next week I have to sign up by.
Go online.
Yeah. I have to sign up by, well, it says as early as July 1st, so I have to, yeah, she says you can do it online, or I can come in or call, but most likely I'll probably just do it online.
Online.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Huh? You're going to be 62 this year?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I'm 61. You got me. Okay. You got me by year. Okay.
Just by a year. Yep.
I got
you. Yep.
You got now. You could do it now.
Wait.
Yep.
I mean, not wait. I was looking. Can we read like A Case for Christ or A Case for Christmas?
Huh?
Can we read The Case
Why
for
not?
Christ or one of
what
those?
What is it about? Yeah,
remember Lee Strobel? the atheist and his wife was a Christian, and he was, like, trying to figure out why she was. So he went out to prove, like, he wanted to figure out why, who this Jesus was, if he actually existed. And it's a movie now, too, which is cool. And I don't want to give it, like, away. I started reading it, but I will literally start over if we read this book.
Well, you got to start over. Just go to the chapter that Karen wants to review.
No, I'll start over because I haven't read it in a little bit, and sometimes I'll start over just to because I'll start over.
So he did a case for Christ and a case for Christmas, right?
He did a couple. It was okay.
He did a couple, yeah.
Here's the summary because it was right. It just happened to be right
well,
there.
Send it out so
it
we
says
can something. You know what? You maybe Karen can send it out. Have everybody take a look and see if that's something they might. Everybody might want to participate in. You know,
yeah,
because
what I could do
yeah.
is take the overview and maybe like send it out so people could see it.
Yeah.
So go ahead,
Karen.
You can talk about it yourself.
Karen,
I was going to say, we don't have to do, like, the whole book. You could pick, like, whatever. But, or you could do the whole book.
so you can kind of tell us the overview right now if you want.
Well, I'll just read the back.
That's fine.
We're already here. Okay. It says, a seasoned journalist chases down the biggest story in history. Is there credible evidence that Jesus of Nazareth really is the Son of God? Retracing his own spiritual journey from atheism to faith, Lee Strobel, former legal editor of the Chicago Tribune, cross-examines a dozen experts with doctorates from schools like Cambridge, Princeton, and Brandeis, who are recognized authorities in their own fields. Strobel challenges them with questions like, how reliable is the New Testament? Does evidence exist for Jesus outside the Bible? Is there any reason to believe the resurrection was an actual event? Strobel's tough point-blank questions make this remarkable book read like a captivating, fast-paced novel, but is not fiction. It's a riveting quest for the truth about history's most compelling figure. What will your verdict be in the case for Christ?
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah, it sounds like that. I kind of remember it vaguely, but that sounds like something
yeah.
exciting. So that's what I'll do. I'll and even if you have a suggestion, Pam, you can send it because I can do like send out a couple things. Go ahead.
If it's too long, the case for Christmas is way shorter.
So what is that about?
I didn't read this one yet. It said, let's see. Well, I'll just go to the back. Who was in the manger that first Christmas morning? Some say he would become a great moral leader, others a social critic. Still others view Jesus as a profound philosopher, a rabbi, a feminist, a prophet, and more. Many are convinced he was a divine son of God. Who was he really, and how can you know for sure? Consulting experts in the Bible, archaeology, and messianic prophecy, Lee Strobel had it again, searches out the true identity of the child in the manger. Join him as he asks the tough pointed questions you'd expect from an award-winning legal journalist. If Jesus really was God in the flesh, then there ought to be credible evidence, including eyewitness evidence, scientific evidence, profile evidence, and fingerprint evidence. The case for Christmas invites you to consider why Christmas matters in the first place. Somewhere beyond the traditions of the holiday lies the truth. It may be more compelling than you realize. Weigh the facts and decide for yourself.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we can, you know, I can send it out to the group and just give them an overview of the book. And Pam, if you have a suggestion, you could send it and we can, because I think that would be good. You said the other book seems long. How long is that, the first book? How many chapters is it?
Oh, because this one's like, you know, really digging.
Oh, okay. So, because we can do short reads. So, okay. So, well, maybe we'll try
wait,
that.
Some
one.
Of this. Wait. Some of it is, like, questions. Because there's also questions in here, too, for, like, yourself. So it's
which is good, because...
Yeah, it
mm-hmm.
has questions and...
They usually have questions at the, you know...
Yeah.
So this has questions for reflection or group study. Uh-huh. So they're there.
Yeah, that would be good, because then you would have the questions already there when you get ready to... All right, well, we'll keep that in mind. I'm thinking for the fall... We could do, because I'm trying to put together a schedule moving forward, and that would be like a nice break you know, to do something like a book read and then be able to discuss the next week, you know, because it's like I like interaction and
I
think it would
be
really exciting if you want.
Okay, if you do, not like you have to do what I'm saying, but if you do The Case of Christ, we could watch the movie too because it's out and it's on like Netflix. So that'd be cool too to read the book and like look at the movie too.
Oh, okay. It's on. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, but it's probably like other places.
You probably can. Yeah, you probably can get it from the library or online somewhere. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll keep that way. If I say like the fall, God willing, 2018,
right,
that'll give people a chance to get it, you know, and whatever they need to do to be part of that. So that'd be good. Yeah, just something a little different to add to the show, to add some flair. And let me see what the online people are saying.
Well, you do that, Pam. Thank you for that. Thank you for the card, Pam. But I didn't really want to say it in person. I wanted to send like a thank you note, but I'll just say it here.
I didn't get a chance to call you yesterday, but my neighbor's daughter, she's my other goddaughter. She got sick, and I was in the emergency room with her from 2 o'clock to four o'clock. And
oh, wow.
I didn't go to work yesterday because I really was sleep deprived. And then I watched her baby because she calls him like her pop. He's very sick, so she had to take her mom to the hospital. So my day was you know, helping them out.
You were done,
so
yeah.
Quite.
Oh, so your day was shot.
Sleep deprived. I was dry. I was coming home. It was after 4 in the morning because I told her to call me because I needed to try to get some sleep because I was supposed to go on campus because we had new student orientation. But I was like, 3 hours sleep. I would have been sleeping driving to work. So anyway, Tara, I'm sorry that I didn't call you because I normally try to call you, you know, at least. But I know I had to get the card to you so you could have it on your birthday.
That's fine. I'm not like a big old big head about calling it or sending, so I wasn't going to be mad.
Good birthday. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good day. We had a good day.
You
want to
know?
We had a good day.
You want to know what we did at the last part of it?
What you
did? We went to a place called Yestercade, and they have every possible game from, like, Atari to Sega, Genesis, the original, to Nintendo 64, and they have them in, like, obviously arcade games, so you have, like, the Pac-Man and the Tetris, and then Mortal Kombat, like, everything that we have possibly ever played from the generations when game consoles first came out until now, they have it there, and it was awesome.
Where was that at?
And you know, right
uptown.
Around the corner, like uptown, yeah, right uptown, it was nice. And then they have where you could play Atari as if you were in your own living room. So it's actually like hooked up to like the old school TV and everything. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice. It's a really nice place. And it was like $8.75 for an hour per person, which really isn't that bad.
That
yeah.
Because
you don't have to use tickets. You don't have to use quarters. You just pay by the hour and you can do whatever you want, playing whatever game you want.
That's
they had
true.
Like skeet. What is it? They had skeet ball and
skeet ball.
They just had.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
And
me too.
I need to go back like every day. See, this is when, like, if I'm trying to save my money, which I'm trying to do right now, that place over there is not a good idea. Like, I do have like a Sega. Okay, wait, Pam, and then I'm gonna stop. Because one day we went to Target, right? And we were supposed to be going there to get stuff for our garden. And we went in the door, and we said we were going to go in this door, but we went in anyways, and right at the front, Target had, like, this Sega thing that you didn't have to have the cartridges, but they had, like, the games built into them, and it was just, like, a smaller version of the original Sega. And I was like, oh, I need that. And Mommy was like, well, we're not here for that. And I was like, yeah, but, like, it's Sega. This is what we play. You know how, like, when you're a kid, you give, like, all these reasons. Now, mind you, I'm 27, and I'm like, we should get this because So we left and went to go get in the car and stuff, and we get back to the front, and I was like, oh, but that Sega. And Mommy's like, just get it. And so we got it. And I get so hyped. Like, I just feel like I'm back in, like, Mom and Pop's house playing the Sega that they had in their room.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
I can't believe.
Oh, you just reminded
me. Crazy.
Yeah, because I got the address for Zach to send Zach graduation card. Thank you for saying that. I need to write.
Oh,
my
no problem.
Yeah, because we need to do the same thing. I need to do the
I
same
know.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
all right, ladies. I know. I can't. I can't.
Mercy.
I know.
Yeah. And then Carolyn's son too. He graduates this year too.
Oh my God.
Jordan.
Son that graduated
yeah.
from high school.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. Well, I thank you guys. Unless you have anything else to share, I guess we can push forward. We got 90 seconds. Well, I thank you for joining the celebration. I'm just trying to type in here to the people online, thanking them for joining in on the celebration and letting them know that. You know, we're about to close up. Their suggestion was more wellness shows, and they were touched by a lot of the wellness shows and things of that nature. Again, I will let them know that you guys were neck and neck in the winners. So I will put a message out for that. So thank you for joining this celebration, and I'm just looking forward to what God has planned as we go into the next level. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy birthday to Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Take care.
I did that to Tara yesterday. I played that. Yeah. On the Breakfast Empowerment call. To you. Happy birthday.
Some shut eye.
Yes.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometime. All right, have a great weekend. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye bye.